Documenting and avoiding bias in observational assessment. Objective observation. Assessment and opinion of what happened. First is Christy said, "Me mommy is to get to work." First is Christy, being a child who is learning English as a Spanish-speaking child, does not have a full understanding of English grammar. Second is Joseph, a 5-year-old boy, while walking upstairs led with his left foot, then met the left foot with his right foot on the same step until he reached the top of the stairs. Second is Joseph needs to be reminded to alternate feet as he climbs. Joseph needs to be given more opportunity to climb and use his feet in a way that he is forced to alternate them. This will impact how his brain continues to develop. The above objective observation depicts a child speaking whose English is a second language. So all educators need to be of this, and once observations have been completed, there may be some extra support that could be provided to Christy to help her with her English.